The Rishonim, again, debate whether or not you would make a bracha on a minhag. According to Tosfos, you would make a bracha on a minhag, or at least often you would. According to the Rambam, you never would. Similarly, there's a machlokas as to whether or not women make brachos on mitzvah sesesha as man gram. I think we discussed this a few times in a few contexts. Sephardim, again, do not. Sephardish women do not make, with the exception of some Moroccans. Sephardish women follow the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, do not make brachos on minhagim, while Ashkenazi women do. One of the major reasons, I take it back, one of Rishonim actually, when discussing this, the Sephardim have a great attack against the Ashkenazim, which is, how could you say the word? Vitzivanu. Asher kedushon b'mitzvosav. Vitzivanu. How could women say that? It's misleading. It's untrue. It's false. Women were not commanded. It's mitzvah saseisha man. Grama, their pater. So the Ashkenazi, I think the Beis Yosef Taka quotes that, I think, as the reason, when he discusses why women, Sephardi women don't. But I think the argument goes earlier than the Beis. I think it's found in the Ritzvah somewhere, I don't remember where. The Ashkenazi response is, you're right, it's a good point, but not good enough. In other words, we believe Vitzivanu is not on the Yochid, but on the cloud. It's true, you as an individual Sephardi woman, or Ashkenazi woman for that matter, we're not commanded because Mitzvah Sashay is my grandma, but we have part of Klal Yisrael can say the word Vitzivanu. Interesting textual machlokas as to whether Vitzivanu is on the Yochid or the cloud. Fascinating. There is another small detail built off of this, which is a really interesting machlokas between Rav Vadya Sefer of Mordechai Eliyahu, which has far-reaching halacha lemaaseh ramifications for Sephardi women today. There's a discussion out there. This argument of how can you say Vitzivanu can be understood one of two ways. There are those who believe that the Beis Yosef, when he articulates, when he attacks with this Vitzivanu argument, believe that the Beis Yosef is bringing a raya. And there are others that believe this is the Svara. It's like a Simon Siba type of question. Is this the reason why Sephardi women don't make a bracha, or is just a proof that Sephardim are right that they shouldn't be making a bracha, but it's not the reason why? You follow the difference? In other words, one way to phrase it is, I'll prove to you that I'm right. I know women don't make brachas, and I'll prove it to you, because how could they say Vitzivanu? That's not the reason why. There's some other reason why. That's just the proof. Alternatively, that's the reason why. That's the only problem with women making a bracha. Mitzvah Mangram is the word Vitzivanu. Is that the only problem, or is there another potential problem? What would the other potential problem be? Perhaps the other potential problem would be women, you cannot make a Pirkas HaMitzvah on the Maisa, because Birkas HaMitzvah were created, were instructed, were instituted on the Chiyuv. And as long as you're not Chayiv, who cares what the bracha is? Vitzivanu, no Vitzivanu. That's just a proof. But the reason why is because it's a mitzvah that I'm not Chayiv in. There's no Chiyuv on me. Interesting. Shaila, Chakira. What's the reason why the Beis Yosef and Sephardi women don't make bracha? According to Beis Yosef and Sephardi women don't make brachas. Is it because they can't say the word Vitzivanu? Or is that just reflective of the fact that there's no Chiyuv? L'may nafkamina, any bracha in the world which was a Birkas HaMitzvah and doesn't have the phraseology of Vitzivanu. The famous one would be Birkas Kriyat Shema every morning. Now I should point out, it's not Pasha that Birkas Kriyat Shema is a Birkas HaMitzvah. That's a big machlokas HaRishonim in the first sugi and brachas on that Beis Min Aleph. But nonetheless, we pass in halacha l'maisa that it is a Birkas HaMitzvah. So therefore, could Sephardi women make the Birkas HaKriyat Shema? So according to Mordechai Eliyahu, yes, absolutely. It doesn't have the word Vitzivanu. You're totally fine. The only problem is the word Vitzivanu, because according to Mordechai Eliyahu, the Beis Yosef was saying the reason. However, according to Rav Vadya Yosef, the reason is not because the word Vitzivanu, that's reflective of the reason. You can't make a bracha if it's a chiyuv. Unless you have a chiyuv, pardon me. And since Sephardi women are not chayiv in Kriyat Shema, it's just a wonderful thing to do. They cannot make a bracha on it, even though it doesn't have the word Vitzivanu. Why this is even cooler is if you've seen, they have Sephardi Sidurim for women, which starts off and have Birkas Kriyat Shema. It says, Baruch atah melech ha'olam. You want to know why? Because according to Rav Vadya, these are brachas levatolas, givalt. We don't want Sephardi women davening if it's brachas levatolas. That's a terrible thing. It really and simultaneously, you're going to have Sephardi women that are going to be saying nothing. They walk in, they're quick, look at the Zimra, Shmash, Menesrei, and done. So the answer is, according to Rav Adya, yeah, but if you want to say all the extra brachas, as long as you take out Shem Hashem, it's fine. And if you look, if a Sephardi sitter, a Sephardi woman sitter, you'll notice they take out Shem Hashem there. And that's the Chora. This is a nafkamina to this machlokas for Rav Adya versus Mordechai Eliyahu, how to understand the Beis Yosef's attack against the Chachmei Ashkenaz.